Welcome to the Whole and Healthy Vibe podcast, a show to help you shift away from the diet and dogma towards a whole and healthy life.
We're your hosts, Laura and Kezia, health coaches, cake lovers, and body positive warriors. Let's get the show started. So in today's Whole and Healthy Live episode, you've got me doing a solo one. This is Kezia Hall talking here, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of the three main vitamin and mineral deficiencies that I see most commonly in my practice, in friends, in my life. Just a couple of things that I see really commonly people often being quite low in and the impact that that can have on your body. So we're going to dive into that. But before we do, just so you know, Laura and I are running our retreat, our luxury retreat in September, and there's still some tickets left. So if you want to join us near Oxford for a 3-day luxury retreat, which is going to be totally blissful, honestly, I'm so excited. I'm about to go on holiday, and work and life has been a little bit mental the last couple of weeks. So even though it's in September, I'm looking forward to some retreat time. So make sure you head to wholehealthylive.com/retreats. If you want to join us, get your ticket. It's going to be an amazing event. We've got some amazing and beautiful women already signed up, but we managed to get a couple more spaces with the hotel that we're running it at. So there is still some tickets available. So we'd love to see you there. So let's dive into today's episode. I'm going to be talking about the three vitamins and minerals, technically two vitamins and one mineral, that you're probably deficient in. And now it's worth saying, you know, this is not diagnostic in any way. Only you and your healthcare practitioners and your doctors and your naturopaths and your health coaches are going to know really for sure what's actually going on in your body. So this is kind of more just information based, only to hopefully empower you with the knowledge that you need to feel more awesome. So do take this with a bunch of common sense. So these are things that I see all the time in my one-to-one practice with people coming to me, and either through tests, private lab tests, which tell us what vitamins and minerals people are high and low in, or just through some good quality assumptions based on information gathering and data collection that I do kind of in the first session with people. These are the things that come up time and time again, and I think it's really worth talking about them here on the podcast. I know we talked about some amazing fundamental topics, things like self-care, mindset, loving your body, body image, all of that sort of stuff. But it is really important as well when it comes to feeling your best. It's going to be really difficult for you, no matter how much you work on your mindset, no matter how many affirmations you say. If you're quite nutrient deficient, you'll still feel like crap. Even if you are saying those awesome things, you've got your self-care down, you're feeling awesome, you're really working on your mindset, but if you're really deficient in certain vitamins and minerals, no matter how much you work on those things, you're probably still going to feel like crap. So it's all about balance. It's all about the holistic approach to health and well-being. So the first one we're going to look at, and this is a mineral, and it's something that I see a lot of people deficient in, and statistics tell us that a lot of people, up to about 70-75%, although that does vary depending on the stat that you find, that 75-ish% of the population are magnesium deficient. So magnesium is a mineral, and it has it's a cofactor for tons of different reactions in the body. So when it comes to creating energy, your body does something called the citric acid cycle, the Krebs cycle, and where we create ATP. All of our energy comes from creating something called ATP, and it's a bit of a complicated process, which I won't go into in much detail, but magnesium is a cofactor for a couple of those reactions that leads to the production of energy. Now, that's just one example. There's thousands. People say at least 300 different reactions in the body depend on the presence of magnesium. And some people suggest there's actually 1,000. So 300 is probably quite a conservative estimate. So why would we be deficient in magnesium, you might ask? It's a good question, and there's lots of good reasons. So number one is partly our farming methods and our soil. So we farm quite aggressively now. We don't let the land lie and rest. And it means our soil is actually very magnesium depleted. If it's not in our soil, it's not going to get in our food. And that's why correct farming methods is really, really important. So that's one reason. Another reason can be stress. When you're stressed, you will, your body will utilize more magnesium. And that's going to be a theme throughout this episode. You'll notice that when we're stressed, we utilize and kind of go through a lot more of our vitamin and mineral stores. So high periods of stress can really drain the body of magnesium. Certain medications can, a hormonal contraceptive can leave you magnesium depleted. Poor diet, if you're not getting enough of your green leafy veg or your organic cocoa or your just general vegetable intake, then you could be really, really deficient in that. Another reason could be your digestion is really poor. So maybe you are eating all the spinach and kale, but if you're not digesting it very well, you might be eating a lot of magnesium, but your body's not able to utilize it from a cellular level. And that can mean you are magnesium depleted as well. So the reason that magnesium is so important is, as I said, it's involved in so many reactions in the body. So magnesium is important for hormonal health. Magnesium is really important to help with sleep. It's important with muscle recovery. So if you do a lot of exercise, getting some magnesium in you, either through a bath or different forms, which I'll explain about in a minute, is really, really important. It's essential for your cognitive and mental health and neural health. It's important for skin and for digestion, for your gut motility and helping with bowels and bowel movements. Magnesium is really, really helpful for those that are constipated. I was working with a client recently who would only really go for a poo probably once a week. And we did a bunch of different interventions and protocols with her because there's lots of stuff going on with her body. But magnesium was a really key part of her healing and a protocol to help get her bowels moving. So magnesium, a lot of people are deficient and it's really important that we get enough. So how can you have magnesium? Well, one of the best food sources of it is cocoa. Yes. If you're craving chocolate all the time, it could be actually a sign that your magnesium is a little bit low and you need to replenish it. And cocoa is a great food source of magnesium. It's one of the best out there and it's the one that I love. I always make sure I have some cocoa every single day and I normally make a big hot chocolate and blend coconut oil and butter into it. And I know that I'm getting a really good dose of magnesium in there. Other good sources are green vegetables. Yep. And vegetables in general, you know, are kick-ass for your health, but really leafy green vegetables are a great source of magnesium. Then when it comes to supporting your body with magnesium, there's lots of different ways you can supplement with it. So a great way is magnesium oil spray. You can buy this spray. It's quite commonly found now. I think even Boots sell it. You can spray it on the soles of your feet. That's normally where I'd recommend best because it can be a bit tingly for people sometimes. So making sure you get the spray, you spray it on the soles of your feet can be really helpful. Another thing that can really help is having Epsom salt baths. So buying yourself some Epsom salts from Amazon or from, you know, your local pharmacy and putting 1 to 2 cups in a hot bath and just sitting and soaking in that for 20 minutes is a great way to replenish your magnesium. And then there's obviously your more pill supplement form. So magnesium can come in the form of magnesium oxide, magnesium malate, magnesium glycinate, and actually there's tons of other forms as well. I tend to tell people to avoid magnesium oxide. It's not really that helpful, and go with things like magnesium malate, magnesium citrate, or magnesium glycinate. There's a great product called Natural Calm, which is a drink form of magnesium that tastes pretty great. It's good, and I quite enjoy that. That's often what we use in our house, and we'll have a teaspoon of that in water every day. And that it can be really, really helpful. So that's a little bit about magnesium, and those are some of the things that you can do to support healthy magnesium amounts in your body. But a sign that you might be deficient could be things like restless leg syndrome. You know, that horrible feeling in your leg. Could be muscle aches in the body, can be hormonal imbalance. If you struggle to like get off to sleep or have a deep sleep, so many of my clients say that when they start taking magnesium, their sleep just really increases in quality. It can be really helpful for that. Maybe if you struggle with constipation, then magnesium deficiency could be playing a role there. So that's number one. there's magnesium. Number two we're going to look at is vitamin C. So vitamin C, I have to say, is like one of my most favorite vitamins out there. It's just so accessible, it's very affordable, and it's really, really powerful in the body. So vitamin C is a vitamin, and it really works like an antioxidant, meaning that what it does, it helps to squash some of the oxidative damage that happens within the body. And oxidative damage occurs all the time just through our normal bodily processes. And vitamin C is really, really amazing at giving away its electrons to help calm that oxidative damage. I know that's probably going into a little bit of a geeky detail there, but that's roughly how it works. If there's any scientists out there, you might appreciate that, or you might be thinking, Kezia, it's so much more complicated than that. And I know it is. These things always are a bit more in depth. But vitamin C, often most of us know vitamin C as great for our immune system. You know, if you have a cold, that kind of thing, take some vitamin C. And that's true. It is great for your immune system. But vitamin C also has a lot of wide-ranging benefits. It supports heart health. There was a researcher who won the Nobel Prize for research into vitamin C on heart health. That was the Linus Pauling Institute is a great place if you want to geek out on all the research around vitamin C. So it really supports heart health. Vitamin C is also really important. It's an important cofactor for the production of something called glutathione, which is a really amazing antioxidant that the body makes and needs in order to feel awesome. It's really important in detoxification, and for those suffering with chronic illness, often very low in glutathione, and vitamin C is important to produce that and create that, and to really help with those detox processes and pathways. Vitamin C is also a really important part of collagen synthesis. So when it comes to skin, healthy skin, anti-aging, and internally within the body where we need to create collagen, not just within our skin, but all throughout the systems in our body, is really, really helpful for that. And also vitamin C is obviously really helpful for your immune system, but also there's some research to show that it can help potentially boost weight loss attempts as well. Now, not by any means that it's a miracle pill. Please don't take vitamin C thinking you're going to lose 3 stone in a day. That's not going to happen. But it just supports healthy metabolism, healthy functioning of your body. So who knew? Humble vitamin C could be so good. And the reason you could be deficient, again, if you're stressed, you go through vitamin C like nothing else. So if you've had high periods of stress, whether emotional, physical, whatever's been going on, chances are your body will be quite depleted in vitamin C. Again, our food is not as potent in vitamin C. And also people aren't just maybe eating enough vegetables and enough vitamin C rich foods. So those can be, again, some of the reasons why we can be depleted in it. Now, some great food sources of vitamin C are things like your vegetables and your fruits. And actually your vegetables are often people think of oranges as a great source of vitamin C, and they do have it in, but there is more foods that are a more potent source. So you have things like your spinach, kale, kiwis are really good, cherries are really good, but basically all your fruit and vegetables are awesome sources of vitamin C in there as well. And then when it comes to supplement form, you can go with your cheaper supplement, which is some form of ascorbic acid. That will be in through pill form, or that might be through, you can sometimes get powder that you put into a drink, ascorbic powder through drink. And you can also get natural whole foods forms that come through acrola cherry. And I'm not quite sure I've said that correctly, but that comes through kind of cherry sources, and that can be really, really helpful, where you can also get a more whole foods based vitamin C, which comes through things like citrus pulp and all of that sort of good stuff, and also a powder called Camu Camu powder. But your whole food sources of supplemental vitamin C tend to be more expensive, so a lot of people just go with good ascorbic acid, and always having it with food every day can be really, really helpful. So I tend to take personally between 2 to 3 grams of vitamin C every day, and find it really, really helps with just general health, immunity, and everything else. So number two, if you're stressed, make sure you're getting good amounts of vitamin C. If you suspect adrenal dysfunction or adrenal fatigue, get good amounts of vitamin C. It's really, really important. And again, a lot of the time it's because our foods are just a bit depleted and matched with the fact that we're often a bit stressed out of our nuts. And that combination often means we're quite depleted in our vitamin C. So number three, when it comes to vitamins and minerals that you could be depleted in, are your B vitamins. Now, this is a bit of a sneaky one because actually there's like 7 or 8 different types of B vitamins. There's lots of different ones and they all get lumped together under this heading of B vitamins. But really, there's lots of stuff going on. And again, the reason you could be depleted is, you guessed it, high stress. If you have gone under times of high stress, then chances are your B vitamins will be depleted. Other reasons for it can be, again, food and a slight depletion in food, but also we can sometimes just not be eating the right kind of foods. If you're not eating good quality red meats or your dark green leafy vegetables and things like that, then there's a high chance you're going to be quite depleted in vitamin and in your B vitamins. Again, if your digestion is off, you might be eating some really good organic beef, but you might not be absorbing all the B12 in it because your digestion is off. And there's lots of other factors. Your iron levels can impact it and so much more. Another factor as well can be genetic predispositions as well, which is something I have. I have a gene mutation called MTHFR, which means my body just struggles to really utilize B vitamins and to really activate them and process and use them within the body. There's a process of methylation that really requires high amounts of B vitamins. And my body struggles with that. And a good, I think it's about 20% of the population have this genetic expression. So that can also be a reason for people. Maybe they supplement with B vitamins and they eat foods that have a variety of B vitamins in, but they still are depleted. Then it can sometimes be that genetic reason for that. So foods that are good in your B vitamins, obviously you've got your green leafy vegetables and vegetables in general. Then you've got things like your red meats, so organic beef and lamb. You've got things like egg yolk. You've got things like liver is a great source. It's a great way of getting things like your B vitamins in there. And those will probably, there's lots of other sources out there, but those will probably be your most kind of potent ones that I can think of off the top of my head. But there's lots of different ways to get your B vitamins. And as I said, there is a wide range. You have, you know, you have B12, you have folate, you have B6, B5, B2, you know, you have lots of different types of ones to get in there. And that is generally within lots of different foods. But again, your dark kind of meats, your organ meats, your green leafy vegetables, your egg yolks, quality dairy products as well can also be good sources. And B vitamins are really, really important. Not only do they help you with stress, you know, a lot of mums or people who want to be mums know that folate is really, really important for pregnancy and birth and beyond. And that's a B vitamin. We know that we need that in order to produce healthy children. So that's just a bit of helps to give you an idea of how important certain B vitamins are for life, for sustaining life, for energy, for DNA replication, for healing. It's really, really important. So if your B vitamins are quite low, then chances are you will feel quite depleted. You could feel very low in energy. There could be fertility issues. There could be lots of different things going on. So it's so important that we get some good B vitamins. Also, you can do supplementation either through complex form, where you have a B complex, which includes all the different types of B vitamins in various levels, or you can do targeted B vitamin supplementation. And that's something I really recommend if you're working with someone who's maybe ran some tests with you and knows where you're at with your B5, for example, and will give you specific instructions according to that. But eating some really good food, making sure your digestion is really, really healthy, eating lots of things like egg yolks, having some organic beef regularly can be really, really helpful for that. Making sure you're eating good amounts of fats and all of these kinds of things can really help you to get your B vitamins in check. So the vitamins and minerals that you're probably deficient in are magnesium, vitamin C, and your B vitamins. So that's just a little snapshot. And it's worth saying there's lots of other things out there that you could be struggling with. Vitamin D, you know, is a big one. Things like vitamin E. E and A and your other fat soluble vitamins, often people are quite low in because we're scared of eating fats, and loads of other stuff going on, other mineral issues. Sometimes people don't have enough copper, or maybe they have too much copper, or there's loads of other different things. Iron is a big one, and that impacts your B vitamins as well, and lots of different ones. But I thought I would just give you a bit of a snapshot of the things that I see most commonly. And when it comes to implementing this stuff, listen to your body, chat to your medical practitioners and your healthcare teams, your health coaches, your doctors, whoever it is that you're working with, and with your health, and maybe just chat to them about these things. Say, hey, do you think magnesium would be helpful? Do you think B vitamins would be helpful? And just think about maybe taking action on one thing and really listening to your body, because again, no matter how much self-care and how much mindset work you do, if your body doesn't have the basic building blocks that it needs to thrive every single day, then you're going to really struggle to feel energized and awesome. And this really is about a holistic approach, treating your whole and beautiful self. So I hope that's been really helpful for you. And I hope I didn't go too geeky on you all, because I love all this stuff. But thank you so much for joining me this week in another Whole and Healthy Life podcast. We'll be back next week with another amazing episode. We'd love it if you left us a review via iTunes, and do let us know on Instagram at Whole Healthy Life any questions you have. Otherwise, lots of love, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.